Everybody's talking at me.
Everybody's talking about it.
You know, I mean, if everybody's talking about it already.
Why is everybody not talking about me for a moment? This is very concerning.
We have a lot to talk about, you know?
We have a lot to discuss.
We need to talk.
Enough talk. Let's get on with it.
Enough talk!
It's time for action.
All right, it is time for action on Morning Gome B104.3. It's 8:03, and it's time for Coffee with Kane and
Mr. Kane.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Kane.
Hey, good morning, Pat. How are you?
I'm good. I fortunately had enough time to make you some coffee.
I know. I'm really. It's good too.
Oh well, it's Scooters.
It's Scooters coffee.
Yes, it is.
Well. Kudos to Scooters.
I found some pods in the cabinet downstairs because someone who shall remain nameless overslept.
Who? I'm glad you're not naming their name. They would probably be embarrassed if you just said on the radio that they slept late.
Well, it was more of a fell back asleep this morning.
Well, yeah, we were outside with the dogs at 5 a.m.
So. Ugh, dog. She wouldn't go.
She did.
I couldn't get her to go for
She
me.
Finally went to outside to enjoy herself.
Anyway, how you doing this morning? Did you hear
I'm
the
good.
Daily Dust?
I heard parts of it. Yeah, I was kind of distracted, but I did, yeah.
Okay, all
but
right.
What was the part, I guess, with the rings, something?
Oh, okay. So Travis Kelce and Jason Kelce were talking on the New Heights podcast about
right.
the fact that apparently there's a typo. So there's on the ring.
Right.
It tells what seed an opponent was. I don't know. I do not understand.
Oh.
Like, I didn't even think about football teams as seeded.
Right.
I always say, you know, they're second in their division or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't really
Well, when
think
they
of
get to the playoffs,
seeds.
They do that
I,
a little bit.
I don't I
So
don't
if
know
you're
that
like the highest best record in one division, then
sure,
you're the
number I get
one.
That, but I don't I guess maybe just seeding doesn't relate to football in my brain.
Okay.
Either way, it doesn't really matter.
That's
what
all right.
I was saying was is that there's a typo on there because it says that Miami was the seventh seed when they were actually the sixth seed.
Oh.
And so Jason asked Travis if he was going to get his ring fixed to say the right thing. And he's like, no, I don't care. In fact, I like the fact that it misplaced them.
Well, like, there you go. I mean, there's some truth to that one. Right?
Anyway.
I suppose. So. All right. Well, good. I didn't catch that.
I have not watched the whole thing. I just pulled that one little snippet. So.
I heard the very end of it when he said something doesn't matter. That
yeah.
Insignificant.
It's insignificant to him
yeah.
and to the rest of their team, probably. So.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
So how you doing this morning?
Hey, I'm great. I slept.
Did you really?
No, not really. I'm a little tired today, but hey, you know what? It's good because the sun is out and it's beautiful.
It's going to be a scorcher today.
It's going to be a great day.
It is going to be. I was listening to Sally Russell a little while ago and it is already 73 and sunny. And this morning, I'm going to tell you right now at 5 a.m., it may not have been 73, but it was so steamy outside that I wanted to cry.
Yeah, it was a little rough.
It was like stepping into a sauna.
I know, and I have work to do outside today.
Oh, no, you do not.
I do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
well,
I
you
know.
Need to make sure you drink plenty
drink
of water.
Drink water, drink
and
water.
That goes for the rest of you as well. If you're going to be outside today working on anything, or if you're going to the pool, if you're going to River Rapids Water Park, please be sure to hydrate.
Yeah, we have a friend who the other day ended up in the hospital because he didn't hydrate. So, super important.
Why am I'm blanking on who that was.
Well, he's a friend of ours.
Okay, I know who it is, but I can't think of who it is.
Yeah,
so it's
anyhow.
Just one of those things.
But it's, so drink water, friends.
Yes.
Public service announcement.
The, when we go on mission trips, do the little thing.
Drink water, drink water, drink water.
It's hot. Yeah, that was our little cheer, yeah. So you can see I've got this bottle
I see.
Of water.
You're doing a good job.
Today. Well, I had a small coffee this morning instead of a large
coffee. I'm still enjoying the one that you gave me.
I think it's like cinnamon roll or something.
I don't know.
Did I put too much sugar in?
No, and then it's in a B104 Classic Hits mug.
Yeah, well, it's got KFMO on the other side.
Oh, nice.
They're those fancy, they look like camping mugs, but they're actually ceramic, and we give those away for presents. In fact, we may have some to give away for Christmas in July.
Ooh.
We usually do, you know, on July 25th, we'll have Christmas in July, so it'll be Christmas music. Somebody's going to get offended already, but anyway... It's the half birthday of Christmas.
It's the half.
So we have Christmas in July, and we usually give away, you know, station swag, prizes. I know we'll have t-shirts to give away.
Yeah.
Because we have new t-shirts.
Those are going to be cool.
I like the mug. I
like
the gray B104 shirt, but you said you liked the white one.
No, I like the gray one.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Anyway.
No, I mean, I like the white one.
Oh, okay.
But.
If I had a favorite, it would be the gray one.
Mm.
But anyway, so I...
You have a topic?
I did have a topic.
Okay.
Because it is breakfast time, my stomach is getting ready to growl really loud. If you're just tuning in and you're not familiar with Morning Go and B104.3, this is Coffee with Kane and...
Mr. Kane.
Yeah, Mr. Kane is here. It is a whole long story about why Dave Cater is not on Coffee with Kane and Cater, but it has to do with elections.
Rules.
And equal time for candidates and blah, 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 blah,
right.
blah, blah, FCC, right. blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
You know what? I found my FCC license the other day.
Really?
Did I show it to you?
No.
Oh, it's, from 1988.
You know, we found my preaching license a few weeks ago.
Oh, yeah. Because you need a license to preach.
Well, you need a license to drive.
Yeah. Well, don't get me started on that. Anyway, so because it's breakfast time, and I thought this was a really good topic, because this might come as a surprise, so you might want to finish that sugar-laden coffee before I tell you this.
Go ahead.
If you're riding in the car, chewing your sausage McMuffin, the results of a 20-year study of the American diet... has just been released, and apparently Americans are eating healthier? I say that with a question mark.
What?
What? Right. In 1999, 49% of people said they had a poor quality diet, but now that number has decreased to 37%. That's 12% of people eating less bad.
No, wait. That's self-reported.
How did you know that?
You just said it.
I did.
Say it again.
I didn't say self-reported.
No, tell me what you said.
Oh, people said they had a poor quality diet. You have too much degree in psychology, sir.
Well, okay.
You recognize that it was self-reported. That was my punchline at the end of the story. Was
oh,
the quality
I'm so
of,
sorry.
It's fine.
Start it over. We'll do it again.
No, it's fine. That's the big detail, is the fact that it's self-reported.
So that it's not really that people...
It's possible that people were less than honest.
Okay. So, but let's do our own public evaluation.
Mine is awful.
I think that
particularly
restaurants
right
have done a better job of offering healthier options for people.
They do, but the portions are still... too big.
Okay. I'll give you that.
I realize people want more for their money, but we're eating portions that are far too large.
But it still could be that people are eating healthier selections of foods.
Sure. Here's the thing. A good quality diet is defined as higher intake of fruits, vegetables, whole grains, fish, nuts, seeds, and legumes, and a lower intake of sugar-sweetened beverages. I'm pointing at your coffee.
I'm out.
Processed meat, saturated fat, and sodium.
I'm out on the sugar.
You are out on the sugar.
I like the sugar.
In the coffee, you don't drink sugary beverages, though, aside from coffee.
No,
you drink coffee all day long too much sugar in it.
Yeah, pretty much.
So, fruit, vegetables, whole grains, fish, nuts, seeds, and legumes.
You know,
do you eat any of those?
Yeah.
No, peanut butter does not count.
I've had chocolate covered peanuts recently.
No, peanut butter does not count.
Some soy latte or something like that.
No.
Does that count?
No. Right.
No, I'll admit to having a poor diet.
Yeah. 1 in 3 people have a terrible diet is what this study means. That admit they have a terrible diet. I just wish...
I'm 1 of 3 then.
I wish that people would realize that eating fast food should be once every couple weeks, not every single day. You know...
Yeah.
Because, like, Morgan Spurlock died.
Yeah.
The guy with the Super Size Me movie.
I remember that.
And he spent an entire year just eating McDonald's. You think that didn't affect his health?
I think he only did a month.
I thought he did a year.
No, I think he only did 30 days.
Are you sure?
No. So you remember this. The other people on the radio world don't know, but I worked at McDonald's when I was young, 18, yeah. 19, 20. And I ate a lot of McDonald's as well.
You're right. It was only a month.
Yeah. But it made him very unhealthy. But...
Oh, he said he was also drinking heavily.
But, you know, here's the thing. Like, it's not that some of it is not bad in moderation. So it's fun to go have a treat. But, like, you shouldn't eat ice cream 3 meals a day. You shouldn't eat...
Do what?
Big Macs for 3 meals a day.
You can't eat ice cream 3 meals a day?
You can.
Says
you'll just,
who?
After 30 days, you'll feel bad.
Yeah. Agreed. That is a definite, would definitely say.
So I wonder how people would report now. I mean, is that what they're saying? They're saying this is a new report?
After 20 years
of study.
The bad diet, poor quality diet has decreased. 37% of people say they have a poor diet. 12% of people eating less bad.
So did they take the people from the first study and ask them again 20 years later?
I don't know.
Yeah, that'd be interesting.
Go to ACP Journals. You can find that
there.
All
right, I'll look for it.
I don't know, but I... The authors of the study consider that modest improvement because it still means that more than 1 in 3 people have a terrible diet. 1.5 people have a terrible diet.
1.5 people.
Just kidding. Of late, my diet has been poor, but we have had a lot going on this year.
Yeah,
so.
That's true.
So I.
That's so convenient, though, to be able to go out to like fast food.
The boy cooked. Yeah. Austin had made dinner for us last night.
Yeah.
With baked chicken, some
mashed potatoes,
and the other thing he did was he baked
broccoli. Yeah.
And it was so good.
Yeah. It was really good.
It was delicious.
And he only put some spice on it or something. I don't remember what he said.
Garlic
pepper. There it is.
It was delicious. So I think he put some butter on it, though, because I took his olive oil not too long ago, and I didn't give it back to him. And so he didn't have any olive. I got to stop today and get him a bottle of olive oil.
That would be nice of you.
I feel bad.
That would be really nice of you.
I feel bad because we used all of his.
He's turning into quite the cook.
Yes. Well, he's figuring out what's easy to make. And the little was over.
Mm-hmm.
And she actually ate the chicken.
She did.
Which is surprising because she doesn't care for chicken.
No.
So
but she got her own special,
yes,
with air quotes.
She had a special recipe piece of chicken. You know what it was? It had garlic pepper on it, like all the rest of them.
Oh, yeah.
And she... Actually, I don't think that's true.
I don't think
he did.
She had spice on it.
No, I don't think so. I think he made her some separately. So either that or he rinsed it off. But either way, she ate that.
Yeah.
She did not enjoy the broccoli.
No.
I did. That was my favorite part.
So when you are... hearing research about a study like this, then what do we do with that information?
We need a higher intake of fruits, vegetables, whole grains, fish, nuts, seeds, and legumes.
Am I supposed to feel convicted?
I don't know that conviction is what study authors were going for. It's more of a, you need to know this.
Oh. All right. Well, thanks for letting me know. I got to go pick up a Big Mac.
No. No. And that's the thing is, 20 years later, yeah, I'm not eating at McDonald's. I haven't eaten McDonald's in a very long time.
I still like to stop and grab a burger every now and then.
No.
Yeah, especially breakfast.
I rarely eat French fries out.
I know that.
Because they just taste like oil to me. Although, I did drown some Dairy Queen fries in barbecue sauce on the road. Because I didn't have a choice. They didn't have onion rings.
So, really, what about things that are not like fast food? What about people just eating at home and doing those things and not eating healthy? I mean, does it talk about that at all?
I don't see anything about home-cooked meals. It doesn't really say anything about fast food either. It's just eating in general. And here's the thing is, so many of us who have had children will resort to like Hamburger Helper or stuff like that in order to, you know, have time, or macaroni and cheese, you know, Kraft macaroni and cheese, whatever, convenience foods.
In a hurry.
And when our kids were little, I would make homemade Lunchables instead of store-bought Lunchables because that. A, they were cheaper, and B, I could control the salt.
Yeah.
Intake that they had in their food.
I'm just thinking, you know, we have fast food restaurants and then we have fast food that we make at home.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what you're talking
about. Dinosaur chicken nuggets.
Yeah, and it's very processed food. Yeah. It's not probably very good for you.
That's the big thing, speed and convenience probably compromises
health.
So I will make this suggestion to people right now. Just get raw chicken once a week at the store and cut it up and bake it with some, you know, garlic pepper on it.
Yeah.
And then store those, you know, do some meal prep. And then you don't have to feed your kids frozen whatevers.
So because you'll have some home-cooked ones.
You'll have some home-cooked ones where you control the amount of processing.
That's a good idea, babe.
Well, thanks.
You're wise. You're so wise.
Well, you're an influencer. So.
I know. Maybe people are listening to our show right now and feeling influenced to eat healthier.
I'm feeling something, that's for sure.
Yeah.